Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Welcome cuties.
Hey cuties.
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality.
With your hosts, Char and Anna.
Char and Anna.
We're here.
I'm Anna.
I'm Char.
And we're here. Back to reality.
Today we're covering Mob Wives once again. Still in season one, episode seven.
Total chaos.
And it is. I feel like we should jump right into it because we jump right into the chaos. Yep.
So back at Renee's.
Yeah. So we just finished up last week. We got round one of the fight.
Round one of the fight between Carla and Renee.
Yeah.
And then the episode, abruptly ended to be continued.
Yep.
So we're back at Renee's with the fight. We're still at Renee and Carla at this point.
Yeah.
Because this is where the whole shit about my fucking son comes in. Carla's boyfriend said shit on the phone so her son could hear.
Yeah.
And I put, was it on speaker?
Because she admitted. She said she called him on speaker.
So, whose fault is it that your son, your precious AJ and his lumps, heard the freaking whole thing? Whose fault is it? I mean, let's be real. Because, when they're filming, they usually talk on speakerphone, okay? Yeah. But, we don't have footage of this.
No. And we would see it if there was.
We would see it if there was. So, it's what the fuck? Why would you do that? Are you dumb or stupid? Yeah. I think both.
Honestly. What was said, do you think, that triggers Drita to look like she's about to go fucking rabid on Renee out of nowhere? Drita's been breaking up this fight for a half an hour now.
And then she rips her shoes off.
Our veins popping,
veins
of course.
Veins popping. I don't know. And
she's got the look that fucking...
I'm breaking these guys up!
Yeah, she says. Looks like she's about to fucking kill Renee.
But before that, okay, no one fucks with my son. She starts crying again. She's fighting over a guy. I can't believe we're fighting. Renee needs to fuck. I think maybe she's going through menopause or something.
No, seriously.
Because, why the fuck? Stop it. Just stop, okay? Because I'm sick of seeing you cry because you're really not cute when you cry and you're kind of annoying. We're fighting over a guy. You brought it up.
You started the whole fight, Renee.
You orchestrated
a dinner to fight about a guy.
Literally. So, what's good? But here I put, she does have the right to her opinion. She just could have handled it better. But yes, I'm so curious to know what triggered Drita because
she doesn't tell us either.
She was, the whole time she was breaking up the fight. It literally didn't even, it had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
I think she was just, tired of hearing them yell. And as was Karen. They were sick of it.
This probably went on for so long.
Yeah, that we just didn't see.
And how long can you hear Renee's voice screaming
and crying? My son, Carla!
I never raise my hands! She fucking holds her hands up like a fucking...
A murder.
Like, what's that fucking movie where the guy kills the rabbit?
Oh my God, of Mice and Men.
Yes! She's fucking Lenny.
No! Lenny!
I never raised my hands! Like, as if she committed...
First degree
murder with her hands.
First of all, we can tell.
Yeah, you didn't. Second of all, you pulled some hair, Renee. Relax, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah.
And you're just crying about fucking AJ.
And then Karen is fed the fuck
she's
up
fed
as well.
The fuck up.
She throws a fucking glass
at Renee!
Yeah.
She's like, shut up!
How does she? How is she so whiny even when she's screaming?
Oh,
she's so whiny.
You did it so bad.
Shut up! And she threw the glass
Shut up! I think one of my secret talents is being able to mock people.
Yeah. Especially a screaming person for sure.
Yeah.
Let's hear your best. I never raise my hands.
I never raise my hands. I never do this. We're fighting over a guy.
I can't wait to hear your big Ange impression next season. Okay, so It works, though. Karen throwing that glass.
It fucking works because everybody shuts the fuck up. Renee didn't even get mad. She was just like...
like she got in trouble by the teacher. Like she just got told to go to the principal's office.
Oh, my God. So then... Karen honestly proves herself to be a little useful in this situation for once.
She mediates, as pissed off as she is. She's like still yelling at Carla firmly about why this happened.
She's honestly yelling at Renee too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is. Every time Renee tries to talk, she's like, shut up!
So bad.
Oh my goodness. And then this is so interesting because as things like resolve between the two of them, which is weird because Carla never like takes any accountability or any. She never does anything right. She's just like, okay, whatever. Like, why are we fighting is stupid. Drita is the one that brings up Lee, which is really interesting because great segue for why we're really here for the main fucking event.
Yeah.
Where you and Karen are supposed to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Drita points to Renee and says, you do talk about guys a lot because, like, I heard you were talking about Lee. Perfect time for Karen to slide on in.
Yep.
But I will say, I think the only reason this confrontation goes as smoothly as it does is because of how crazy the two other girls just looked.
Yeah.
And as Drita and Karen being the outsiders are like,
wow.
Wow, they're crazy and annoying and this is stupid and pointless. I think that's the only reason they were able to get through this.
And because I think they had other people there with them so they could like have other people interject if need be.
Yeah.
So like I feel like maybe they were a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
But you know, we hear Karen saying, you know, I would never hook up with my friend's boyfriend. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
And Drita says it so perfectly. She says, if I could go back in time and call you to let you know, I would. Because Karen starts off by saying she's upset that she couldn't even get a phone call from Drita when she moved away. And she's like having a kid with her boyfriend, whatever. Yeah. And Drita said, I already said this. If I could go back in time, I would call you. But I can't. What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then Karen changes her mind that she's not actually mad about that. She's mad that it all happened altogether.
Yeah.
And again, Drita's like,
I can't turn back time.
What do you want me to do? Which is so perfect. Like, she really said everything perfectly, which is, I was really proud of her.
Yeah.
Drita's confessional was really funny, though, when she said Karen's new man doesn't pound her out
good enough, so you have to remember how mine did. Then Karen called, because Carla was like, you guys were kids and stuff, and she was like, no, you fucking dumbass bitch.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
Like, dude, Karen, shut the fuck up, okay?
Like, Karen and Carla are not friends. Like, stop trying to make friends happen because you don't say that.
No, like...
You dumbass bitch. Like, what the fuck?
I said, not Karen calling Carla a dumbass bitch.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
So then, all of a sudden, Karen breaks down and starts crying.
Mm-hmm.
And she just at this point wants a fucking apology.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants her to say sorry.
Well, and acknowledge. Because Drita's like, what should I do? And Renee was like, say sorry. Apologize.
Say you're sorry. You hurt her. And whatever the fuck. And Drita was like, I've never seen Karen cry like that. So I just really wanted to hug her.
Yeah.
So, you know, we close out this fucking dinner, which is probably like midnight by now.
No, literally they haven't eaten. So like, whatever's in the oven is burning.
Fucked.
With
Drita
Newport.
Says she never even ate.
There's Newport ash on everything.
Everything. Broken glass.
Everyone has like mesothelioma at this point from breathing in her secondhand smoke for 4 hours.
So at the end of this, they kiss and make up. So now maybe Karen will shut the fuck up about this. And we'll
everyone
her-
kisses and makes up.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody. They fight hard, but they love hard.
Mm-hmm. I just would have loved to seen how this played out if Karen had come earlier.
Right.
I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, probably not well.
Because Drita and Karen, I don't know. I truly do not know how Renee and Carla and other people on the show can have like hair pulling matches and hug 5 minutes later or honestly ever talk again.
That's
for that matter
crazy. Like, I guess just we're not built like that. They're built different.
Imagine
I guess.
What would have to happen for me and you to be pulling each other's hair
a lot.
Like, are you kidding me? And they're old.
Yeah. So I just that's
that's just a whole nother world to me.
Yeah, I could never. I could
I really can't believe that. And I feel like when Drita and Karen fight, there's going to be no coming back from that, which if you keep watching past the season, you will see. Mm-hmm. Because they're both like actual fighters.
Mm-hmm. Scrappy.
Yeah, they're scrappy. So that's the end of the fight. That's the end of the chaos. The chaos has simmered down. Everyone's tired.
Everyone's tired.
Go home.
And then the next morning, once again, Drita and Carla.
Everyone's got a debrief.
Everyone's got a debrief.
With their closest friends.
Yep, with their closest friends. Drita goes to Carla's house. And
this is what shows you the difference between Drita and Carla and Renee and Karen.
Yeah.
Because Drita and Carla both are like joking around. They both feel bad.
Yeah.
They're joking around. Mm-hmm. They're happy. Everything's over and settled. It really sounds like Drita's apology was completely sincere.
Yeah.
They're both supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And then we see Karen and Renee just literally being bitter fucking bitches.
Bitter bitches. And Karen, you know, just always looked like she's going to a fucking job interview.
Yeah. No. 1,000,000%.
Ugly. Big ugly.
Yeah. The bitter bitches. And it's like, literally, no one did anything to the two of you.
Literally.
And why are you like this?
Right. Like, what the fuck?
And you both hugged.
Probably because they were the ones that were getting beat up when they were younger. So now they're just, like, bitter.
I guess. And this is when Renee drops the bomb that Junior is staying with them. But she's going to start romantic.
It's nothing romantic.
Imagine trying to online date while your ex-husband fucking lives in the house with you. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
That's a no from me, dog. Yeah. I will say, though, like, we're starting to see a little bit more of Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually kind of hot.
No.
The scar. Have you noticed?
No.
He has, like, a literal, like, Uncle Scar scar down his eye. And it's really hot. And he's really tall.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Maybe not for me, but.
Just saying.
Just saying.
I mean, he's a fucking dirty rat, so there's
dirty
that.
Dirty fucking rat.
So, since Renee wants to start trying online dating, Drita is going to help her set up her online dating profile.
Yep.
Let's just list her hobbies, because this was so fucking funny to me.
Fucking.
Starting fights with my friends, plastic surgery, scraping the skin off my face, injecting shit into my lips, crying, and writing men in prison.
Honestly, true.
Literally, all true. Summed it up. Drita,
she's like, I'm a fucking loser.
Drita is silent laughing because
it's so funny to her.
But the joke's on Renee. Like, are we laughing with her?
Maybe, probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Renee is not thrilled with her options. She's really just like, this is what I have to deal with. And then we have this guy, Antonio, who starts messaging her immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this guy's a freaking jerk off. He's freaking being pushy.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk on the phone? Mm-hmm. He's a jerk off. She's not thrilled about her options.
Yeah, she didn't set up any dates.
No.
You know, going back to last episode when we were talking about the jail mail.
Yeah.
When she first started talking about it, did you think it was going to be a dating site? Because I 100% thought it was going to be like a prison dating
site. Well, because then I saw the letters that had all like the kiss marks on them. Yeah. So I was like, maybe. It would be perfect for her.
Yeah.
She wants all her men to be fucking bad boys.
Yeah. Real quick, we see Karina arriving in Staten Island.
Yep. Karen is very excited.
Yeah.
She wants to kiss her all over.
Yeah, she's a little cutie.
I thought that was just like, I know what she meant, but I was like, maybe don't say that. Sound a little weird.
Oh my God.
But yeah, she's very excited to see Karina. Karina's adorable.
Yeah. She keeps saying, I miss you to death. It's so funny.
Then we go to Drita, who's showing Jizz. Her photos, which is really interesting. I mean, she is in a bikini,
Yeah, I didn't think it was too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
But she just like, says, I like you naked. It's so funny.
She is literally so cute.
I know, she's adorable. But then Drita says, Daddy's going to like these pictures. So, okay, you What's do talk going, about Daddy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really know.
Jizz is so cute.
Yeah.
Carla goes out with Drita to talk to her about Joe coming home in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Drita is so jealous, I feel.
Yeah,
I feel
because bad for her. She is jealous. And she's like, because, you know, her and Joe aren't together anymore.
Yeah.
And Drita just wants Lee to be home.
Yeah.
So they can be together.
And this is Joe's first time coming
home.
Carla has no idea what to expect.
Gotta go to the halfway house.
Yeah.
Bad area.
That's fucked up. And Drita says that Lee also had to go there. I didn't know if you had like a whole home and everything, you still had to go there. Yeah. Why? That's a terrible idea. Get all the fucking convicts together.
Yeah, that's
in
weird.
The hood.
That is very strange.
That is so ridiculous. I understand if like you're coming out with nothing, which I'm sure a lot of guys that have been here.
But if you have a home and shit.
A family?
Right.
Like, absolutely not. Like, how can they mandate that?
Yeah, that's really
weird. I did my fucking time. Let me go home.
Right. It's like you're in jail again.
Yeah.
Fucking bizarre.
Halfway jail. Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, maybe if you really wanted to, like, monitor them, like, put an ankle monitor on them for 2 weeks or something.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
Bizarre.
They're already going to be on parole and probably have to, like, check in with somebody. Right. I don't know how it works. Drita gives great advice to Carla because obviously she knows what's going on.
She's been there before.
And then Carla also gives good advice to Drita, saying that she should really like think a little bit more about being with Lee.
Yeah, because like it's about Drita, not the girls. Like,
yeah.
He's always going to love the girls.
Exactly.
But like, are you happy?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Because Carla came to the realization.
Mm-hmm. And it's even like... when Lee sees the pictures, did we get to that part yet?
No, it's the very end.
Well, anyways, it kind of ties into it. Like when she's talking to Lee, she's like, you know, why am I doing all this stuff to make him happy when I'm not?
Yeah.
It's a great thought.
Yeah.
Why? Because she still loves him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. It's hard, but it's like, at what point are you just like, dude, this is fucking old and annoying.
Yeah. And I thought a lot about this because I'm trying to think like, from an outsider, obviously, we really, truly know nothing about the relationships. But looking at Carla's situation, hers is very different from the other girls, where this is her husband's first time in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she's explained it yet, but Carla also worked with her husband.
Yeah, on Wall Street.
On Wall Street.
And she's like, when he got fired, I got fired.
So I'm sure she knew there was some shit going mm-hmm. on. So it is a little bit strange to me that... you have no problem like getting the money and like having a family, and then he's gone, everything's ripped away from him, and then you like have no problem just being like, eh.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough because obviously we don't know their relationship, so he could have been a total douche.
Mm-hmm.
But like their kids are only 8.
Yeah.
So he left when they were 2. He's been gone for 6 years and he's coming home. It's not like mm-hmm. Lee where you don't even know when this guy's coming home. And he was more on like the business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to get back into that? I doubt he could ever get a job doing that shit ever again. So I don't know. I just feel like
maybe it's just like we don't know something.
Yeah.
Like there probably is something that we just don't know.
Well, when she's telling Drita, she's like, you have to think about how Lee treats you, because that's what I did. I had mm-hmm. to really think if I was happy. So maybe she wasn't happy before.
Yeah. And this just kind of was like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, I guess. I can't imagine that. Like, I really feel like you like reap the benefits mm-hmm. of what was going on.
Yep.
You obviously knew what was going mm-hmm. on. And then you couldn't take the heat when he was doing time. Like, I don't know.
It's
I don't know. But Carla just wants to be out there fucking...
Getting it.
I mean, good for her.
Yeah. You know?
And then fuck it. She, like, dumps her boyfriend soon. So, like, why, she could probably get back with Joe if she wanted
That's
to.
That's true. Yeah. So, Joe's coming home soon. She's on the phone with him talking about how she's going to get him his tidy whiteies and his fucking underwears and shirts.
Which
and
this did
and
make me happy. She's still going to, like, set Take him care up. Of him. She's not just, like, dumping him
right
out into the fucking wilderness.
And he made a joke about how she took everything. The mm-hmm. house, the kids. Kind of true. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Then Carla has a dinner
mm-hmm.
for the kids.
Why wasn't Renee here?
She doesn't have a kid.
She's got an old kid?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe they just didn't want her dumbass there.
Yeah.
Crusty, dusty, stinky.
Yeah, sorry. There's no smoking here, so she can't come.
Right. so it's Drita, Karen, and Carla, and all their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Karina's there. Jiz is there. What's the other?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah's there.
Jojo and
slutty
cunt.
Fucking Carla's freaking.
What's her name?
I don't
Carmen.
Know. Carmen. Well,
I think. Did I just make that
I
up?
I don't know. Menaces. They're menaces.
Yeah.
Mostly her son. Freaking insane. That guy's nuts.
Little Jojo. It's tough being a little boy, okay? I really didn't think he was doing anything like insane. Like, he was like being an overwhelmed kid. Because how old are they? 8?
Yeah.
And he's around all girls.
Mm-hmm. He needs some masculinity.
Carmen and Joseph. Yep, that's their names. How did I just fucking pull Carmen out of my fucking
I don't know, because I honestly totally forgot.
This is Carla's ex-husband with his new family.
Oh, that's Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, he's normal. He's yeah. like a normal guy, I feel. He was kind of like fat when they were together.
Yeah.
But still cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. So, yeah, little JoJo is being wild. It is what it is. But I totally understand that embarrassment when your kid is the one being acting fucking out. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's really tough. Because what are you going to do?
I know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We end the episode with Lee calling Drita to ask how big her tits are. I had no idea he hadn't seen her tits.
Yeah, me either. I didn't know that either.
Her big, hard tits.
Big, hard rocks. Ugh.
That was a sign of the times, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, solid boulders, dude.
Big boulders. Yikes. And you could tell when she had that leather fucking strapless thing on.
Yeah.
That, like, they were just, like, boom, boom, yeah. like melons.
Yes. They do not. She could jump and they stay.
Yeah. For sure. Or hit her in the face and knock her out.
I don't think they could
move
up. Yeah,
that's true. They wouldn't.
I think they are plastered in place because she's so skinny. It's like the Danielle Staub effect. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, God.
Just ugh. Like fucking.
Faking square tits.
Yeah. They aren't square. Luckily, Drita's are nice and circular, Drita's but are they nice. Are like cylinders in there. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Spheres. Fucking yeah. solid globes.
Solid, yes. Very much.
But how big do you think they are? She doesn't answer the question.
Double D's.
For sure.
Yeah.
She's so
at
skinny.
Minimum.
She's probably like a 30, a 28 double D.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. I wish. Because I'm a double D. I wish I was a fucking 28.
I've never actually been, like, measured, though.
Oh, really?
No. No? Who would do that?
The last... The reason I found out that I was a double D was when I got measured at Victoria's Secret, like, 4 years ago.
I know, but they don't fucking know what the fuck they're doing. I would never, like...
I mean, I was wearing a fucking C cup.
Yeah.
Until they told
could
me that.
Could you tell when you changed? Like, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, my fucking tits were, like, spilling over. Like, look at this. Fits so nice.
I feel like mine's too big.
Like, there's no gapping
look,
here?
Look, I get a gap right here.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because I have sags.
I mean, mine are definitely not perky.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, so anyways,
we literally have our bras out.
We're showing each other our boobs.
Drita has us in the mood.
To talk about our tits.
But yeah, Lee likes the pictures. He's getting a good yank in jail
a
from
good
the fucking
pictures. Cranking his shit.
They do like a circle jerk to
oh my god,
Drita's
they
pictures.
All come on the photos.
Yeah, it's like
and the last
mushy
person
cookie.
To come has to fucking
eat the
slurp it off the picture. Everybody's load. And you know that shit is disgusting because they be eating that fucking commissary.
No, that is literally toxic waste coming out of them. Like how Joe Giudice says it's, or Joe Gorga
poison.
Says it's the poison.
Absolutely,
theirs
is it
literally
is.
Probably green.
They got the fucking ramen noodles they be cooking with like the fucking like bootleg.
No, their cum stinks like hot sauce for sure.
And like cheese.
It burns if you swallow that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Acid.
But apparently not where Lee's in jail because he gets fucking cold cuts.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm still so...
Does he have
I
a mini
know.
Fridge?
I need
he
to
has
know.
To.
Like, how do you
there's,
have cheese and
there's
meat?
There's no way there's a community fridge.
Right, like, put all my shit. Or does he just keep it in his room?
Meat and cheese? Fresh mutts?
Fresh mutts, that's true.
No, like...
Weird.
He has a mini fridge for sure.
I gotta
He's
know.
In Fed jail.
I don't know what they do there.
They got mini fridges.
Damn. They got something because she'd be sending him fucking loads.
For his loads.
For his loads. Okay, guys. Well,
that's that.
Anyway, that's that.
And we are moving right along.
Yep.
Before you know it, we are going to be on to our next show. And I am so excited, you guys.
I know. I am too.
More excited than you know.
Yeah. You got a little Instacart notification.
I know. What the fuck is that? $10 off school supplies at Target.
Oh, suck my ass.
All right. We love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in as always.
Yes, we love you all.
Love you so much.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.